And we are so happy to be joined in the studio now by the Sweet Papa Dave Band. They are John Tetrell on drums, Randy Mickelberg on guitar, Sweet Papa David Hart on guitar, and Keith Mansky on bass. Welcome on bass, on fish. I'm thinking about fishing. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And as Roger said, the sound check was lots of fun.
It was great.
Yeah.
So
you guys are from St. Cloud?
From around that area.
Okay. Yep. How long have you been playing together?
Actually, Johnny is probably the youngest member of our band. And last year when we were up here was Johnny's first show with us.
Okay, cool. So.
And he's still here.
And he's still here, yes. Great. We've kept him around. Randy, I don't know, Randy, what has it been? 3 years, maybe?
53 years, I think it's.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Yeah, 2-3 years. Yeah. And Keith and I have been together for, quite a while, 8 years, 10 years, something like that.
That's awesome. Well, I could describe your music from what I found on your website and on Facebook, a blues to folk and country and rock, but maybe we should just hear some of it.
Well, sure. I'm hip to that.
What do you think?
Cool. All right. I'm hip to that.
All right, what are you going to play?
Well, this is a song that is not released yet. This is one that is coming out on our new CD. It's a little something called Ooh La 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 Love. Sweet Papa Dave Band here on the Roadhouse. Love that. So what was that called? La La Ooh la 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 love.
Nice. And so true. Yep. So do you do all originals or you do some covers as well?
We do some covers. A lot of the covers that we do are might be a little more obscure covers. Not everybody's going to know them.
Like what kind of artists?
A lot of blues artists. Mm-hmm. Muddy Waters.
Etta James.
Oh, nice. Oh,
all sorts of stuff, yeah.
That sounds fun as well. Yeah. Yeah. Now, you had mentioned that you were here last year playing at Grand Portage.
Yep, for mm-hmm. during Rendezvous Days, mm-hmm. yes.
And you grew up here, right?
I grew up out in the boonies from Grand Portage.
Okay.
So, yeah, way out in the woods.
All right.
I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. I mean, this is the best place in the world. It's like where I like to come and collect my sanity.
Yep.
And my mother lived up there. And lived up there for quite a while after us kids left. And she's got too old to be up there. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of interesting watching her grow old, you know. I mean, and we all do it.
Yeah.
And that's what this next song is about, about my mother growing old.
Okay.
So we can play that for you.
Please, thank you.
It's called I'm Getting Old. Watching the river passing by, questioning my body failing, will I still have my mind? Feeling the pain as the weather's getting cold, learning to face the facts, I'm getting old. Around Grandmother Moon, migrations in the skies tells me the snow is coming soon. Others can't see the signs. The world is changing, so I'm told. It keeps reminding me I'm getting old. To live my life again, the more I think about it, I wouldn't change a thing. Through the pain and sorrow, joy and happiness still show.
doesn't bother me. I'm getting old. That was a beautiful song.
Yeah, it was.
Well, thank you very much.
Lovely. You wrote that for your mom, about your mom?
Yes.
Was that beautiful.
Was that a hard song to write?
Was it a hard song to write? Yes and no. No for the fact that, you know, we all get old.
Except John over here.
Yeah, John's
24. We're old enough to be grandpa.
He's a young punk.
You guys have a head start on him. That's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's always a hard time watching our parents grow old.
And it seems like it's a special challenge up here, too, with the remoteness and the weather. And
well, she was, you know, she probably pushed it a little further than she should have. You know, she's hauling her own water and hauling her own wood and a lot of lovely, lovely, lovely help from the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's... That's why
nice.
I love it up here. There's just so many beautiful people, you know.
Yeah.
And she was as much beloved by the community.
Wow.
Yeah, you knew her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Met her a few times, yes.
Wow.
Wonderful lady.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the folks up in Grand Portage are just super wonderful. They just, you know, really kept an eye out for her and watched out for her.
That's great. So, yeah. That was beautiful. And I'm not very musical. Whatever key that was in was perfect for it.
Well,
sort of
you.
Melancholy sounding.
Was that a D or something?
A key of D.
Really nice.
No doubt.
Really lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you mentioned you have a CD coming up. Tell us about
we
that.
We are going into the studio. We keep talking about it month by month, but we're going in and recording. I'm hoping that we'll have a finish up by this winter. I don't know how many tracks we figured out we're on it.
10 or 11?
Something like that. I think 11, maybe even 12.
11 or 12.
Yeah. Something like that. Keith has got a song on there.
Yeah,
he wrote one. It's a good one. I get to play bass on it. It's fun.
And I get to play a little guitar.
Nice.
No doubt. You bet.
Fun.
That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to coming
But out. You've got several out already, right?
Yeah, we've got 3 CDs out.
Okay.
So,
well, how can people get them?
I just switched over our website so that you can get it. I'm learning this technology stuff. So that you can get it on your phone, you can get it on your iPad or whatever you call those things. And I'm planning on when we get back from this trip, I'm going to set up a store on the website that you can get our CDs at. The website is thesweetpapadaveband.com.
All right, that's easy.
So yeah,
and you're on Facebook as well.
And we're on Facebook as well. Absolutely, everybody come and befriend us. No doubt.
Like your page.
The more, the merrier, I say.
That's right.
No doubt.
So, what mix of music are you playing tomorrow night?
We are mixing it all up,
all over the place.
All over.
Okay.
There'll be rock. There'll be country. There'll be folk. There'll be lots of blues. You know.
And you mentioned being here last year. How far, you know, around the country do you play? Is it mostly the Midwest or?
Mostly the Midwest. I mean, we'd love to play all over the world. Hint, hint.
Yeah. Arizona.
We've been to Arizona a few times. We get out there in the winter time. I'm hoping that we get out there this winter with the full band.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's really far away. But yeah, mainly in the Midwest here, and right close in the kind of, what do they call that, tri-state area or something like that? North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Arizona, they're right next door.
It's kind of the outlier there.
Right.
No doubt.
Well, we'd love to hear more.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting doing this one because I know these guys like to hear themselves, and we don't have monitors or anything here.
This is
a song that's going to come out on our CD that I just taught these guys the other day.
We haven't played this.
Might this be? It's,
I don't know if we have played
this
it in
its
public.
Radio debut.
This could be the debut.
This could be the debut. Yeah, no
debut.
Doubt.
Period.
Oh,
this
okay,
is about
no,
it's
better.
A premiere. Not a
this
debut.
Is about a woman that I used to go with, and she used to always steal my boxers, and she would wear my boxers, and all her friends would be like, "Oh, you're so in love," and. I kind of thought about the, you know, the reverse effect and me wearing her panties, and and I don't think that would have worked.
Not
you know,
picture,
I think
David.
My friends would have been like, "What the blue blazes?"
This was a family show.
So, right.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Still is.
You just gave away the album cover.
I ended up parting ways with her and told her I wanted my boxers back, and that's what this song is all about. I said, "Gimme."
I said, "Gimme."
Give me back my boxers, they don't look good on you. Give me back my boxers, that's what you can do. I said, give me back my boxers before I go insane. Give me back my boxers, please don't let them stain. I used to love you, you know it's true. But now you got me feeling sad and blue. Pack up your things and head on out the door. Before you leave, there's something you should know. Give me back my boxers, they don't look good on you. Give me back my boxers, oh, that's what you can do. I said, give me back my boxers before I go insane. Give me back my boxers, please don't let them stain. Got me feeling sad and blue. Pack up your things and head on out the door. Before you leave, there's something you should know. Give me back my boxers, they don't look good on you. Give me back my boxers, oh, that's what you can do. I said, give me back my boxers before I go insane. Give me back my boxers, please don't let them sing. I said, give me.
I said, give me.
Give me back my boxers, they don't look good on you.
And you heard it here first.
You
on
did.
The Roadhouse.
I WTIP. Love that song. What's the official title?
Give me back my boxers.
That's great.
I have to say that's one of the best lead-up stories to a song we've had here.
Well, thank you very much.
Good job there, Dave.
Yep. Oh, nice one. Very fun. Okay. Did she give them back?
She did.
Good.
She Good. Did.
Yes, indeed.
Glad to hear it. That is very, very fun. Mm. Well, how do you follow that up?
You
I don't
can't.
Know.
I don't know. Would you like to hear another one?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. This is a tune off our latest CD. So this one you can get. If you come to the show tomorrow night, we're up at the Grand Portage Casino, 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, ripping it up. We'll have CDs there. So this one is called Stepping Stone. The day I had
send them on the way. Next man to get with, they always settle down. That's why I say, I'm your stepping stone. Tread lightly if you can. I'm your stepping stone, your tempered man. I'm your stepping stone. I taught you all I could. I'm your stepping stone. On your way to something good. Alive. I come home to her each and every night. But here I sit at home all alone. I realize I'm your stepping stone. Tread lightly if you can. I'm your stepping stone, your tempered man. I'm your stepping stone. I taught you all I could. I'm your stepping stone. On your way to something good. If you can, I'm your stepping stone, your tempered man. I'm your stepping stone. I taught you all I could. I'm your stepping stone on your way to something good.
Oh, very nice. Love that. Now that, you know it's a good music when my co-host jumps out of his chair.
Yeah.
And I noticed the paint on the walls was starting to peel off.
A little bit, but that's a good thing.
That was really nice, you guys. Oh, really fun. Go ahead.
I wish we had a webcam in here right now to show you guys while you're playing, because it's so intense.
It's really fun.
Thank you.
That had a little 60s psychedelic vibe to it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah?
I guess.
Know those days well.
Nice.
Remember those days.
A little bit.
Don't want to predate ourselves.
Oh, very nice. If you just tuned in, we are listening to the Sweet Papa Dave Band. They're here in Studio A with us on the Roadhouse. They're playing tomorrow night at Grand Portage Lodge and Casino from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And cool. That sounds like it's going to be a great show.
It'll be a fun time. It always is.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Now, do you play anywhere else on your way back to St. Cloud, or what's your schedule like for the next?
No, then we head back down to St. Cloud.
Okay.
Next weekend, we've got
a benefit.
I'm going to be doing a solo show on Friday for a songwriting workshop. Showcase, yeah, that would be the word. And then
we've got that duo gig out at the supper club then.
Something like that. Yeah, we got all sorts of stuff coming. Go to our website.
Yes.
The Sweet Papa Dave Band. .com.
And then we'll be in Minneapolis at the end of this month.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, where do you play there?
Mayslax.
Oh, fun.
Oh, wow.
Mayslax, cool. And then September, they're down there again at the Caboose.
Perfect.
In Bayfield. Bayfield.
Been there many times.
Yes.
Bayport.
Okay.
Bayport Barbecue.
You guys got a pen so I can write these down?
No doubt. Randy's lost again.
Dave might tell you again later.
Where's Randy?
Yeah. Well, that was great, you guys. Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's
hear some more, if you don't mind.
All right. Yeah. We'll play another one off the, that's going to be coming out on the next CD. This one is, I think you can all relate. It's just about love and the realness of a good relationship. It's called It's Real.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
the rain on a hot summer's day. And I like the sunshine. Would it drive those clouds away? And I like your smile. Would it greet me every morning? Cause you know it's real. Oh, baby, it's real. I like the way you call me your lover. Yeah, I like the way love that makes me feel. Yes, I do. And I like the warmth of your loving arms around me. Cause you know it's real. Oh, baby, it's real. Kiss me, and I like the way you smile when you call out my name, and I like your comfort when I wrap myself around you. Cause you know it's real. Oh, baby, it's real. Cause you know it's real. Oh, baby, it's real. Randy, how long have you been playing the guitar?
50 years.
What a beautiful.
Wow.
That was a, I was going to recognize your guitar solo there. It was really pretty.
Oh, thank you.
And what a beautiful love song.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great.
Well, thank you.
Lovely words.
Thank you. Randy is a wonderful guitar player. He does things to the guitar that
nobody
will amaze
does.
You. Yeah, they will amaze you.
It's fun to watch.
Like, did that guy just tie the neck of that guitar in a knot and not tie it again?
Mm-hmm. I am always kind of sorry that...
You know how I started?
No.
I was watching the Jimmy Dean show when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And his puppet dog, Ralph, was playing I Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog. And my mom asked me if I wanted to play guitar because she thought I was pretty fascinated by that. And I said, yeah, that'd be really cool.
Wow.
And I checked the video out. It's on YouTube, that specific video. You know, it was pretty neat to watch.
So you have the puppet and your mom to thank.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ralph, puppet dog, Jimmy Deeds. Pork sausage.
That's great. Oh, that was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Love that. Yeah, it's fun. I was going to say I always wish we had a webcam when we have when we have bands in here because it's so fun to watch, you know.
Randy would have to wear something nice, though.
Yeah, I know. Dave, there's something I got to
tell you. If you only knew.
I got to tell you something, Dave.
Did you forget your clothes at home?
I forgot my clothes.
Oh, my.
I'm going to have to go shopping tomorrow.
I was going to say, nothing will be open now, but...
No, I'm not. It's always an adventure when we go out. It is.
Everybody forgets something sometime.
John forgot his cymbals one time, and we had to play with saw blades.
He actually
I bet that worked pretty good.
It did. Wow. You wouldn't have been able to tell.
Together for a hi-hat. It sounded really nice.
That's so clever. Yeah.
If you go on our Facebook, you can see a video. On Facebook, there's a video of him playing it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, that is really creative.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Mother of invention.
We have our guru with us, who we brought with us today.
Yeah, our sound man.
Yes, you have quite a crew with you.
Jeff Tickey. He is our guru.
Can do anything with duct tape.
That's good. And you have a couple other people with you as well.
We do. We have our booking agent, I guess you would call it.
Sure. Yeah.
Booking agent, Ruth. And we have... Who else do we have with
Jake?
Jake is with us. Helping he us is our movie equipment, sell T-shirts and CDs and all that good stuff.
I have to say, this is one of the bigger entourages we've had here at the radio station.
Yeah. Yeah, with a 48-foot bus out there.
Yeah. Do you like that bus?
Yeah,
it's really nice.
Give you a tour later.
It's really nice.
Did Dave do the paint job?
Yeah, I did.
Paint job and alligator green.
I also installed the jacuzzi in the back.
That's what I love the best.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Good after a hard night.
Randy pays for the gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of mileage does that thing get?
About an eighth of a mile per gallon.
Especially long
as if the jacuzzi is empty.
It's more like how many gallons per mile.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Very fun.
How are we doing in time here?
We're good. We have about 6 minutes to go.
We can play another song, can't we?
Yes, you could.
Cool.
Please do.
You won't be able to kick me out of here.
We'll absolutely not.
You guys are fun.
It's okay.
So if you would play a shorter song and then switch to a little instrumental after that we can do some business that we have to do.
Randy gets a phone call. We're going to do a semi-short one, kind of, sort of. This is a song that's going out on the CD, and this is, I think it's one of two covers that's on the CD, but if you don't know what it is, you probably won't recognize it all that much because we totally changed it around. This is a little something by The Temptations. Mm-hmm. This is My Girl. Yeah, Randy, shut that phone off.
I had it shut off in the theater yesterday.
People are listening to you on the air, and they're like, let's call Randy.
It's our fans calling in.
Yeah. Oh, no. Let's turn us out there, Randy.
Okay.
Song. trees. And I guess you'll say, what can make me feel this way? Yes, it's my girl. Whoa, talking about my girl.
I will never be satisfied with the original now.
Right. No. And did you notice how they switched lead there?
Oh, that was awesome.
Cool.
Way to go, you guys. That was the Sweet Papa Dave Band made up of David Hart on guitar, Keith Mansky on bass, Randy Mickelberg on guitar, and John Tetro on drums. They're playing tomorrow night at Grand Portage Lodge and Casino at 9 o'clock. Thank you so much for
coming
in. It was really a blast to have you here.
You guys are fun.